So that's part of the reason why I wanted to do that with her. The name of the podcast is Catching You. I wrote a poem for her when she was 14 years old called Catching You. And it's a play on words, right? It's part of it was, I love catching you with your friends. I love catching you with hanging out with your brother. I love catching you. So different things in her life that was going on. I love catching her. Catching her in the act is the play on words. And I also love catching her bullpen. But not after a while, when she started getting faster and my eyesight was going bad, I didn't really love catching her as much as I used to.
Hello and welcome to Catching You, a dad and daughter softball journey. I'm Rusty, a dad who's been in the dugout and on the sidelines.
And I'm Lacey, the daughter whose journey through softball has been filled with incredible wins, tough losses, and so many lessons both on and off the field.
For the past 16 years, we've navigated the highs and lows of softball together, from the local fields to national tournaments and everything in between.
From the challenges of recruitment during COVID to the mental and emotional roller coaster that comes with being a student athlete, we'll be sharing the perspectives of both a parent and athlete and firsthand experience of the impact of sports on mental health and the importance of support from the sidelines.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your co-host, Rusty M of Catching You. My other co-host is actually going to be playing in about 30 minutes. She was unable to make it to this week's podcast, so I'm flying solo again. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was, so I was doing a pre-interview or pre-planning for a podcast I'm going to be on that Lacey and I are going to be on next week. And one of the questions they asked me was, why are Lacey and I doing a podcast together? And great question. You don't see a whole lot of father-daughter type of podcasts out there. She's always been fascinated about doing podcasts. She talked about maybe doing one at her school as a friend. I'm currently doing one. It's not out yet, but I'm currently going to be doing another podcast in the real estate investing section, me and another guy. We're going to do a podcast regarding buying and selling homes on terms. So I can put that in the link if you guys want to ever want to listen to about buying and selling homes on terms. But it was a great question. And my analogy to them was, and I forgot who I heard this from, but it's the first 18 years when you have a child, the first 18 years, you're pretty much seeing them every day, right? Not every day, but just every year you're with them and they're living in your home and then they go to college. Most go to college, right? Not everybody, but I'm speaking primarily to people that, the kids that go off to college for 4 years. So the analogy was you see them for 18 years and then the next 18 years, hypothetically, let's say they do go to college, the next 18 years, and then after college, they find a job, they get married, they have kids. So they are starting their own life. So the next 18 years, you only see them for a total of 1 year, if that makes sense. So for the next 18 years, in that 18 year span, you're only going to see them for 365 days. These are rough numbers, right? There's not an exact science, but so that got me thinking, it's true. Right? When she went off to college, we would only always FaceTime every once in a while, but it wasn't like we were seeing each other. We'd go and watch her play and see her that way. But this way, I'm able to hop on a podcast with her, film it. I get to see her. We get to plan the podcast. We get to talk about how her day was. And so it's really cool to be able just to hang out with her. Now, it's not physical. We're not near each other physically, but we're on the camera together and I'm able to see her and just see her face every day and ask her questions, how she's doing. And so that's part of the reason why I wanted to do that with her. The name of the podcast is Catching You. I wrote a poem for her when she was 14 years old called Catching You. And it's a play on words, right? It's part of it was, I love catching you with your friends. I love catching you with hanging out with your brother. I love catching you. So different things in her life that was going on. I love catching her. Catching her in the act is the play on words. And I also loved catching her bullpen. But not after a while, when she started getting faster then and my eyesight was going bad. I didn't really love catching her as much as I used to. But that kind of leads me into what I was doing personally. And if you can see, there's a book right here called Living Forward. So I really highly recommend the book Living Forward. And what it basically is, has the end in mind. And having the end in mind, meaning what on your last days, what are people going to talk? What are they going to, hypothetically at my funeral, what are they going to say about me? And so that kind of hit home because my mom right now has gone through some hard times. And so this kind of gets me thinking about the end and how I want to live my life and how I want other people to view me and how I want to treat other people. So I really recommend it. What it does is you think about your different aspects of your life. So your personal life, your relationship with your wife, relationship with your kids, relationship with friends, your relationship with financing, right? So different aspects of your life, and you break it down into those categories. And those categories, you treat them like a bank account, if that makes sense. Your spiritual life, you treat that as a bank account. Now, in bank accounts, we're always looking to see if it's in the black, meaning you have a lot in the reserves, meaning it's a healthy bank account. Are you living paycheck to paycheck, where you're stressed out about paying the bills? It's not as bad. It's not a healthy one, but it's not, you're still making money and money's coming in, but money's also going out. How's that relationship hypothetically with your wife or your husband or your son or your daughter? So what I did is I took those categories, and then are you in the red? Meaning, can you not pay your bills? Are you missing payments? And again, it's not about financing. One of the categories is, but you think about your life and you think about those categories and you think about it as a bank account. Now, am I doing really well with my relationship with my wife? And is it in the black? Is it healthy? Or are we living paycheck to paycheck? Are we stressing out? Is our relationship not doing so well? So you look at it and you dig deep and you really have to be honest with yourself. So that's what I've been doing with my life as far as my relationship with my kids and my wife and my friends and family, my bank account, my spiritual. And it was very healthy. It was a very healthy exercise to visualize what people would say about you at the end of the day. And I highly recommend that because it changes the way you talk to people. It changes the way that you react. I'm not reactive anymore. I let things go. It's because a lot of things aren't as important as I thought they used to be. So yeah, so this is a really short podcast. I just want to do a real quick solo podcast just to throw out there what's on my mind as far as relationships and why my daughter and I are doing this. She, on her end, she was struggling with some mental health issues. And again, she's a competitor. She hates to lose. And when she's not doing well, then those type of things start to creep in. And she really wants to bring it to light as far as it is a thing. It's a challenge sometimes because you have the top softball players out there. I'm sure the top softball players have their mental issues. And a lot of girls don't talk about it. And if you talk about it too much, then you start getting into this depression. So what you want to do is just recognize it first. Hey, I'm feeling a little different than I used to. But then you got to find strategies. And that's what she wants to do. She wants to find strategies for other people to get out of that funk. I call it a funk. Like what strategies can you use in order to get out of that mental funk that a lot of people get into? And that's why a lot of girls, they just end up quitting softball. They quit whatever's going on in their life. They quit. I'm not just saying girls, but people that have mental health issues, they give up because it's just not worth it anymore to them. But what she wants to do is she wants to help them get over those mental roadblocks, so to speak, and have them thrive in whatever they're pasturing about. Again, this is just a short little podcast. We're going to be Not necessarily an interview. Next week we're going to hook up with Fundamental Fast Pitch. It's a podcast, great podcast. You guys should go before you listen to ours with them. Go check it out. They have over 100 episodes. They do a great job on their end, and we're just gonna chat. They're gonna ask us questions. We're gonna ask some questions. We're gonna get into Lacey's college experience. Maybe look back at her recruiting process and go from there. But yeah, we have some really cool things come up in the very near future. And I hope to see everybody on the other side. Take care, everybody. Lacey, if you're listening, I love you.